So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here at the Holiday Store in Avon. It's sponsored by the Livian team, Sandy Terenzi, and their folks over there. And we're here to take your donations for the Salvation Army and help you with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And so feel free to stop by. We'll be here till 11 o'clock here in Avon. And if you don't want to come on by, you can easily text your donation to the Salvation Army, which is the easiest way to make your donation as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Just take your cell phone out, text WTIC to 31333. And then you just fill out the little form, put in whatever your donation is, and the Salvation Army does what they do, helping people in the area. So it's the time of year that we all should be thinking about each other. You have a moment to do that with the text to give. Feel free to do that with texting WTIC to 31333. And as usual and customary, though, we have news as far as technology goes, Dennis.
We do, and it's in this case, it's not very welcome news.
It's not, but it's not surprising.
Right.
Have you ever been on...
Yeah. The first thing that I thought when I heard of this is, well, sure, of course.
Yeah. You ever been on Amazon and just... Somebody told you it's supposed to offer the lowest price, but mm-hmm. you didn't feel like it was the lowest price? Well, there's a
there's a reason for that feeling.
Yeah, there's a reason for that creepy, uneasy feeling. Aside from the little smirk that Jeff Bezos has on his box, there's a study that links Amazon's algorithmic pricing with erratic inflated costs for school districts. Yes, they're ripping off school districts, it looks
Whoa!
Like. It also routes public funds away from local businesses towards, of course, the overseas ones. So there was a study that was done this month, and it was reported in the American Prospect, and it just illustrates what's happening in the public school systems. Their purchasers assume that the price is the lowest price. So Boulder City, Colorado employee ordered a 12-pack of Sharpie markers on Amazon Business for $8.99. That seems like a deal, huh, Dennis?
Yeah, seems like a great deal.
On the same day, a Denver public school worker ordered the same markers for $28.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. So this is not a good thing here. So what's happening with the algorithm is just like when you're going on for looking for an airplane flight, you just thought you'd take a peek at it. oh, here's what it is. And you go back and you're like, wait a minute, last seat. Why is it always the last seat, Joey? Always the last seat.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So these algorithms are actually costing school systems. In the case of, they showed a whole thing about repeat orders. 2,500 high-frequency items included Amazon brand copy paper, Elmer's glue, Bic pens, Lysol cleaning wipes, Crayola crayons in total. The jurisdictions in this study spent $3 million on those items. Ooh. But based on the lowest prices Amazon charged during that period, they would have paid only $2.5 million. So Amazon was ripping them off to the tune of $500,000. This is a school. These are school systems. Amazon doesn't care, right?
Well, no.
They're going to have their pricing as far as whatever their pricing is. And the thing is, the algorithm, though, is looking at you and saying, oh, what can I sell these Bic pens to Dennis for?
Right.
They're sizing you up.
Right. They're probably looking at your buying patterns in the past and what you were willing to pay before. Right. And then they can figure out what your break point is. You know, are you going to be willing to pay a little more later and how much and all of that?
So in the old days, you would go through specific vendors that had specific deals that they had made with these products. And you would know what your Bic pens cost. No one's going to pay $8 one order and then $28 the next. Mm-hmm. But with Amazon's algorithms, they found that that's what's going on. So shouldn't be a surprise.
No.
This is what these systems are doing. They're smart enough to extract all this money. I mean, Amazon wasn't making money for like 20 years until they're like, aha, we'll do this. So we'll put this link up here for you. You can take a look and read the story. If you're purchasing for your school system using Amazon, you may want to think twice. You may want to look at other sources just to see what the actual cost of this stuff is.
Right.
And maybe make an arrangement with an actual supplier rather than just telling your purchasing people to just click on this and buy it. It's definitely not cool. So $500,000 of state tax funds that could have gone to the kids.
Right.
Went to Jeff. And again, you look at that little smirk on his box there. You wonder why he's smirking. That's the kind of thing. $500,000 going out the door. And they know who the buyer is. The buyer is a school system. They know who the account is. So they even know they're doing it.
Right. And they probably even have – well, they must have the nonprofit paperwork to know that it's not a taxable entity.
So we'll put the link up there for you. You can read the story. I did try to have the author of the story on the program. They haven't responded yet. I will get that to happen, I hope. Now, Joe, you have a similar story. Joey. Dennis. Joey's over there to the left. Sorry.
Joey's over there. Yes, similar story. This was a study by Groundwork Collaborative and Consumer Reports.
Yeah.
They were looking at Instacart pricing.
Same problem.
Similar issue.
Yeah.
Where you can order Instacart to come buy something for you at a particular store and deliver it. But maybe I go to buy the exact same product from the exact same physical store.
Right.
Maybe even on the exact same day.
Yep.
And I'll get a different price than you got.
Not cool.
Not cool at all.
I mean, I remember this happening like with Best Buy long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like their website prices were different than their in-store prices, and they were getting in trouble for this a while back. You could probably find that story. But this is, like, again, systematized price fixing or gouging, I would say. I mean, if you're going in there to buy some ground beef and you want to use Instacart, you should be paying the same price as everybody else that would walk into the store.
Yeah, if I'm buying it from Instacart and you are and it's getting from the same store, why would it not be the same price?
Right. So the FTC is taking a look at this. Again, if you thought, I mean, the convenience is nice, right? My kids use Instacart all the time. My wife and I don't even think about it. We don't even think to use it. they're like commuting somewhere, and they're like, one of them's doing the shopping on the phone, and the other one's driving. I mean, that's completely great to actually use that technology. But then to not know, you're assuming your gallon of milk. You ask what the price of eggs is. Well, according to Instacart, you don't know what the price of eggs is. Right, it could be whatever they decide to charge you. Again, another algorithm involved here. So this has got to be looked at and has to be straightened out, because you can't have different pricing just based on the time of day, who you are, your profile. This is definitely not cool. And we'll put these stories up here for you to link, take a look at them yourself, because we both found these things surprising, especially during the holiday season. Now you're trying to buy something on as a special or some sort of deal you're supposed to be getting. Is it? You need to shop, guys. You need to go ahead and put all. You got to put that part number in across multiple websites, and then hope you're going to get the actual lowest price. So pay attention to that. We also saw some things about North Korea.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's eye popping.
If you were wondering if crypto is a scam or not, I don't know what else you need me to tell you.
I read this story and I said immediately, whoever owns any crypto, there is a target on your back.
There really is.
By definition, because you have crypto.
Yeah. The North Koreans are going after you, and they have swiped over $2 billion with a B dollars worth of fake money. This is how they're running their economy. $2 billion in crypto, and they're stealing it from just average holders. You know, firefighters, teachers, regular people.
These are nobodies. It literally doesn't matter to them who you are.
Right.
Or even how little crypto you even have. They'll just take it.
They're
grabbing it.
There's no, FDIC insurance on crypto ding-a-lings. So if you find yourself losing your money thanks to North Korea, you may want to consider the investment in the first place. I hear it's at like 84,000 all of a sudden. I don't know, Dennis, why hasn't it been made to be 500,000?
But maybe make it a million.
Make it whatever.
I mean, why not? I mean, it can be anything it wants to be, right?
It sure can be. I guess there's less and less fools willing to spend their actual hard-earned money. Yes, I understand. It's printed by the central government. It's just as fake as crypto practically. But this whole thing with crypto is definitely, as far as I'm concerned, it's a scam. We may as well sell Pokemon cards. And you buy your next Big Mac with a Pokemon card. So they're making a ton of money off of you. North Korean hackers are doing this. If you've been hacked by a North Korean, it's awful, right? The actual FBI would call it pig butchering.
Yes.
And they wanted to change the name of the actual
pig butchering to something else.
To something softer, so you felt less offended by being taken advantage of by the North Koreans. But it's another – we'll put a story up here for you. You just have to ask yourself, what are you doing with this investment if it's so easily taken by someone over in the third world?
In my own mind, I keep coming back to the same issue. The whole idea of the crypto is that it's immutable and it can't be stolen.
Well,
theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. And seems to
course,
be the case.
It's not actually true.
No. Flies right out of your wallet. I did read a story about some other guy who literally was running around with he made like $6 million ripping people off of their crypto. He convinced them. He literally would call them up, convince them. He was living in his dad's basement. And he called them up and convinced them that their crypto wallet was being attacked, which it was by him. and he convinced them to move their money into a different wallet. And he had full access
and
now
it
to
was
the thing.
His wallet or yep. one that he was, had access
literally
to.
Literally in his dad's basement. And then he would go ahead and gamble it away. And then post on Reddit how many times he ripped off these folks with their crypto. It's like, I don't have to tell you folks, but if you're involved in crypto in the first place. I mean, we had a great recession and it had to do with, mortgages, right? Bankers caused that. But this is even worse. This is really just lunacy out there as far as people losing their shirts. So, again, I think you're going to find yourself, the smart money is going to be cashing out at $120,000 while you're wondering why it's worth $80,000 now.
Yeah.
And it's because the smart money took all your money. We'll put these stories out over at computertalkwithtab.com, nameoftheshow.com, which also works. And Mike G, of course, is posting over at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. You can ask to join. We're not going to sell you anything. Oh. And the links will be there there for you as well. And, of course, if you follow us on X, and I guess Musk is trying to get the name Twitter back again. Have you heard that?
No, it was another outfit that was going to take
extract
the name because, ostensibly, Musk has abandoned it.
Well, you might want it back, I guess.
Yeah.
Still calling it X for now.
Yeah.
If you follow us at Tab Computer Sys, you'll get the links there as well. So think about donating. It is the season of giving. The holiday store here in Avon, that's where we're sitting here. Feel free to stop on by with any kind of donation of your checks, your toys, or if you want to make it easy, text to give to 31333. It's the easiest way to make a donation, fully secure, and you just pop your credit card in there, give whatever you can. And it takes just minutes to do, and you're going to help out a lot of folks. You heard Steve's guest from the Salvation Army earlier. She was impacted tremendously by what the Salvation Army did for her in her life. That's what you want to understand. That's what you want to understand when your money is going, how it's helping people. And if you're too busy to volunteer, which all of us are very busy these days, you can simply make a donation by texting WTIC to 31333. Feel free to get online. We have some calls coming in. So three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. We'll be right back.
Running a small business is a daily balancing act. One late shipment, one price hike, one employee issue, and your whole month, maybe the entire year, could be in trouble. That's where LendSeek comes in.
I needed $100,000 fast to keep up with inventory demands. LendSeek had me funded the same day I applied. Between their AI platform finding the fastest deal and a dedicated funding specialist guiding the process, it couldn't have been easier.
Our AI-driven platform matches your business with the right program from over 100 funders, up to $2 million in as fast as 24 hours. Don't wait until it's too late. If you've been in business at least 2 years with more than $500,000 in annual revenue, qualifying is simple. No collateral, no out-of-pocket costs, no hassle. From lines of credit, term loans to revenue-based financing, LendSeek is open for business. Apply in minutes at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790 or biglou.com.
From the Carter Mario Injury Lawyer Studios, visit getcarter.com.
That's getcarter.com. This is Computer Talk.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We are live here in the Holiday Store. And we'll take your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. And we'll take your cash donations and your goodwill. So feel free to stop on by, say hello, and do that, or text to give. But let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Pete in Avon next. What's happening, Pete?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
You too.
I have a quick question. We bought a Hewlett-Packard desktop, and when I subscribed or when I started it up, it created a Microsoft account, and I kind of made a mistake when I did it. They asked if I wanted a new account or an existing account, so we used the existing account, which is my son's, and I'm trying to get him his Xbox account off of our family account. So I texted Microsoft on the Copilot, and they said the only way to do that is to have him take control of the account, and then we create a separate account because he doesn't want to lose his progress on Xbox.
No, you can't have that.
No.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
Well, but how do I get, like, so we bought the 365 subscription, so my concern is once he takes over and we create a new account, they'll force us to buy another subscription for 365.
I don't think so. I think if you've got a 365 plan, mm-hmm. you've got one plan that's under, one email address / account.
Right.
But you can share that account with, I think, five or four other persons. So you can have five people on the account. Mm-hmm. So once he's logged in, at least as far as I understand what you're trying to do, once he's logged into the account, what he would do is share that account with your email address. Then you're going to get an invitation from Microsoft to join them. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that invitation to set up your own account that is attached to that one plan. I think that's how it's going
to
work.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that, Dennis. But it is confusing.
Very.
Well, I just wanted to have him take his Xbox, but then you lose all your progress.
Well, yeah. That's why, right. But what he would do once he's shared that with you and then you get into it, I think he can transfer ownership of the plan to you.
Right.
But then he'll still be in it
as a member.
And I can't say for 100%, but I think all of his cloud data, including his game progress, is all going to be shared. Saved.
You just want to deprecate his access to the 365 as an admin and make yourself as the admin.
Yeah, you need to to change the admin identity within the account.
Okay. Yeah,
once you're in
easy.
It.
They don't make it easy.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
It's all unnecessarily confusing because that's what Microsoft does.
Yeah, we have the same problem just trying to migrate folks from commercial accounts over to GCC High. You can't even flip a switch. You have to actually migrate them from the whole different data centers, because it's a different data center. It's rather than being worldwide, it actually becomes U.S.-based.
Yeah, and when it comes time to renew their plans,
nightmare.
You cannot renew a GCC plan. What happens is you ask them for a new plan for the new year, and then they transfer that account over to it. There is no renewal of anything in GCC. It's just insane.
So it should be just as messy for you as a consumer, but you would think it wouldn't be. The other thought, too, though, Pete, is to consider maybe just buying another 365 account and canceling this one. And that way his account still is live. It's just not connected to the 365 account.
You know, these kids are going to be on Xbox, you know, when I'm in the ground. And I'm like, I don't want to, you know, I want you to have your own sort of identity at 21.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I've got an Xbox account, and of course, I attached my kids to it. Is your son younger than like 18?
No, he's 21, and that's why.
Oh, okay.
It's time to like get your own little nest and
Yeah, you know
break
what?
Away I think from the mothership.
Yeah, I agree, Pete. He needs to get disconnected. But being 21, so approach it that way. Maybe get your own 365 account and let him pay for that, the one he's on. That's another option.
Right.
You know, he's 21. Is he paying it for his own cell phone?
He's on the Verizon. That's another issue. That he's on the Verizon, Mafia plan. So it's forever, almost, it seems like. I have no problem with him doing the Xbox at all. It's just that, every time he wants to use it, and I want to make password changes, whatever, I got to send them his, the new password because I'm the admin. And I'm like, hey, I just want that. I just want the Microsoft to be separate for my wife and I and have him do his own thing.
So you could always set your own up and then have him pay for the 365 he's got and abandon the one you have too. So that's an option.
Yeah.
But Dennis's approach is a good one too. So we hear you, Pete. This is very confusing. Yeah. Wait till he gets married.
I need you guys to take over Microsoft.
We'd shut it all down.
Pull the power plug.
Yeah. We'd be like, all right, let's go to Linux. So we're going to be here. Thank you for the coffee. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. We appreciate it. Hopefully he can get his account straightened out. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And text to give. Text WTIC to 31333 and help someone in need via the Salvation Army. We'll be right back.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. We had a gentleman stop by, Gary. And he stopped by with a generous check for the Salvation Army. Gary. We appreciate that, Gary. If you're in the area and you want to do exactly what Gary did, you can. You can come down with the old paper check, and Joey will get that over to the Salvation Army, and you can do it that way. Or you
and
can
if
do
you,
it
if you have a Christmas party to go to tonight, and you don't want to bring anything, you can grab a certificate for a pie, have it a toll metal, grab an ice cream pie, kill two birds one stone.
There you
$150 donation or more. God bless you, Don Toller.
Yeah.
Get a certificate for an ice cream pie.
Sounds good. So lots of great ways to support the Salvation Army. Oh, speaking of support, the Livian team over Sandy Terenzi's group is sponsoring this morning's show, and we appreciate that too. So another crypto news that you guys should be aware of. Oh, by the way, feel free to get online. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll do our best to take your questions, comments, and concerns. But the anecdotal story I was telling you about a little earlier about the $6 million the kid stole. Sorry, it was $16 million.
Whoa!
Gen Z crypto theft right out of Sheepshead, New York, in Brooklyn. $16 million. He basically got it from former cops and teachers and single moms. As I said, he's 23 years old, living in his dad's basement, and he scammed 100 victims. 100 victims out of $16 million. Dollars that he then went and just gambled away. And then, of course, he posted all over the place his crimes, gloating about how, you know, foolish people were. And you really have to ask yourself. So basically, he cleaned the wallets out and simply he called them. He found the wallets somehow. I don't even know how this scam works exactly, but
yeah,
he found these wallets and then he would call them up, figure out who the owners of the wallets were. And then he would convince them that they're being hacked and convince them to put their money into a wallet he had control over. And $16 million worth of fake money was moved that way, right out of people's control. And it's not FDIC insured, guys.
Nope.
You're out the money when you get a ding-dong like this sitting in his basement doing this to you. And if it's this easy to do, you got to ask yourself, is this really a thing that you would put any of your hard-earned money into? Because for so many of you guys don't even know how it works. What are you investing your hard-earned money into? You may as well buy, like I said, Pokemon cards. You get the same result. We'll put the link out here. You can take a look at it. And it's something that is just part of the whole crypto experience. And too many people don't even know what they're getting into. Now, again, maybe I'm wrong. And if for some reason crypto will become some sort of valid thing, like I said earlier, I'll eat my shorts. But again, I've lived through enough scams from the SNL debacle, which was actually mortgages on real homes, and the Great Recession of 2008. And again, mortgages on homes. Bankers have been involved in most of our recessions and scams that have brought down this economy over and over and over again. And here you got crypto, and the geeks are involved. What else do you need to know?
Yeah.
You know?
What you're getting is exactly what you should be expecting.
Yeah. So be careful out there, guys. We'll put this story out here. There's so much hacking going on, and you don't want to be a victim of it. So
Let's
go to your calls. You got Mike in Plainville, who was nice enough to join us this Saturday morning. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm well. My question is, throughout the years, I've always had the occasional robocall, spam, telemarketing, nothing real crazy. But about a couple of months ago, my number got somewhere, and I get like 10 or 12 calls a day. And my provider blocks the calls so I don't get them, but like I keep getting emails. I mean voicemails, pardon me. And is there nothing can be done?
It's hard to really. You need to have your phone set up to kind of send the scammers into an oblivion, which is what I do. I have got a Google assistant that actually takes the calls and asks the robocallers what it's all about. And then if they're legitimate, they actually will leave a message, and you actually see what the person's saying as they're talking. So it kind of screens the call. So if you turn on those types of technologies, it is pretty handy. It wastes their time, and of course they're not going to bother telling you what it's all about if they're just robocalling you anyways and it's not legit. So I found that to be very effective. I get the same robocalls you do, but they don't bother me. They don't get to my face. They don't interfere with my day. So try turning on those types of technologies if you have an Android. I don't know about the Apple side of things. Does Apple have that?
I honestly don't know. I wish I knew.
Yeah, they might have something like that. Trying to get yourself off a list and stuff like that is just kind of useless. It doesn't really seem to solve anything.
Yeah, I mean, just by default, put yourself on the do not call list with the FCC, but yeah, don't expect much from that.
Yeah.
We can post an article by the FCC about call blocking technologies. Mm-hmm. And you can always ask your carrier if they have any measures to... to help out, definitely worth calling them too. But yeah, it's a big issue, and it's been something the FCC has been trying to deal with. But as soon as they cover one possible way to get around things, the bad guys come up with another.
Yeah,
and it's just a game. It's like a game of whack-a-mole.
And we'll try to find a link for the how to configure your Google account, if you have that, to use the screening technology. It is really pretty cool. And actually, it sounds like you. Some of it would be use your own voice to actually leave a message.
Oh, Mike G just posted a link for guidance that has to do with iPhones, so we can put that up too.
So that's the best way to do it. Just use the technology and waste their time, not yours.
Thank you. I'll look for that Google article. And happy holidays to you.
You too, Mike. Thanks for calling in. All right, so we're going to go on next to Dan in Bristol next. What's going on there, Dan?
Good morning and Merry Christmas, folks.
Merry Christmas.
And you're at the Avon Old Farms?
We are here at Avon Old Farms trying to collect for the Salvation Army. And if you can't come on down, just text WTIC to 31333 and make your donation.
Oh, very good. I got a couple questions regarding GoNetSpeed and NordVPN.
Yep.
Now, right now, NordVPN has this special deal going along. Mm-hmm. They're giving you some money off, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And I noticed that other VPN people are doing about the same thing. So
probably
a little competition there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that bothered me about NordVPN and the others, I didn't find any kind of a telephone support number if you need to call them for any problems you might be having.
Yeah.
They have email, but they don't seem to have a telephone support number. unless I'm missing something.
Well, no, you're not. Trying to get humans on the phone these days is very difficult. We've been, you know, partners with Microsoft for decades, and even that, talking to a human over there, is very difficult.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
So don't expect it to get any better. Text or chat support can be very effective, and yeah, there's not a whole lot of issues you're going to have with a VPN. It either works or it doesn't. So I don't know that they're going to be able to give you too much support, considering, you know, what are you going to need when it comes to this? You either establish your VPN or you don't. And as far as configuring it or dealing with any kind of specific setups where you want to maybe configure it for your whole home to be, you know, VPNing over to some other state in the union, you can, that type of configuration usually is available on their website. So what do you think you need support for? Is there anything specific you're trying to configure?
Well, specifically the home. I'd like to get the router.
The router?
For that.
You want to get
what my wife called it, router.
The router. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's some benefits to that, and there's some negatives to that. So to get your whole, to have a VPN running on your router that connects you out to some other place means that your weather, your time, where you exist is not going to be Connecticut anymore. And so when you bring up your websites, they're going to assume you're in Albuquerque. And you're going to find that you're online trying to order things from the Albuquerque Home Depot, right? And they're going to be like, here's your local store. So you're going to have to keep in mind that you've got to change all that, which is, you can do that as long as you're conscious of the fact that you're now in a different time zone and all these things don't make any sense anymore. And when somebody goes into your home and tries to figure out how to order a pizza, they're going to be like, why is my time zone 3 hours off? So that kind of stuff is going to occur to you if you try to do a VPN through the router.
Okay.
I would tell you to do it on your individual system.
Now, I'm assuming what you do is you download a program to your local PC, laptop, whatever, install it, and that takes care of it.
Correct. And you've got to initiate it when you want to use it. So you turn the VPN on when you want to use it.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess that pretty much explains that part of it.
All right.
But they do have an email, so I guess I could get their help with the email, and I'm sure they'll answer within 72 hours or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
My other question was regarding, first I told Carolyn it was GoNet Zero. Don't know why I came up with that title. It's GoNet Speed.
Yeah.
They've been patrolling our neighborhood, letting us know that they are now available.
Nice. Jump on that.
And I'm wondering, what's the benefit versus what I'm currently have, which is with Xfinity, Comcast, /NBC, Universal, /whatever?
It's fiber. So GoNetSpeed is fiber, and your cable is old copper, most likely.
Now, the cable, of course, then we would have to pay separately for that versus the GoNetSpeed, correct?
So you'd pay a very low price for your high-speed internet through GoNetSpeed. And then, yes, you're going to purchase some sort of streaming, whether it be through YouTube TV or DirecTV or Sling or FUBU, all sorts of options to get your channels. And it just disconnects you from having to do it through the big cable provider. It gives you options. Yes, you might find eventually that the price is about the same. But the internet should be much more competitive and better for you speed-wise. Cable is only going to give you fast download speeds, poor upload speeds. Fiber is going to be synchronous. So 500-500 up and down gives you some nice VPN connections to whatever you're doing, and also makes your work much faster if you're connected remotely. So it's the way to go, and it's light. It's over the speed of light rather than copper.
Now, how about if I have these streaming services like FUBU and Hulu and U2 and everybody else who, can they get me the local stations like Channel 8, 330, et cetera?
They almost all offer that, and you can definitely do that. Now, if you were VPN to Albuquerque, guess what your local station would be?
Yeah. KUSC in Albuquerque or something. Yeah.
Exactly. Desert Radio.
Well, thank you, both you guys. I appreciate the help you gave me. Appreciate it, really.
Our pleasure.
Good luck with your campaign to get more money for the Salvation Army. I do support them.
Awesome.
Have for many, many years. I had an uncle who was a World War I veteran.
Oh.
He would say that the Salvation Army came to them anytime, anywhere, under fire, didn't matter. They were there.
Whoa.
Yeah,
very nice.
That's a great story, and thank you for telling it. And yeah, they're a great organization to support, and it's well worth it. So we appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good night. Have a good holiday, folks.
You too, Dan.
Merry Christmas. Yep.
All right.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. Tom, hang on. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842. And if Dan inspired you, text WTIC to 31333 and support the Salvation Army. They'll go everywhere and anywhere to help you out. We'll be right back. Back, and we're here at the Avon location of the Holiday Story, Avon Old Farms Hotel, beautiful hotel. Come on down and see us and drop off anything you can or would like to do to help to support the Salvation Army. If you want to make it easier, though, just text WTIC to 31333. It's what I do. Keeps it simple. I don't have to ask my wife to write a check. I hate writing checks. I ask her to do it. And her handwriting is getting just as bad as mine, though, because we don't write anything anymore, Dennis. Do you ever write anything anymore? I don't think I even pick up a pen anymore.
I've been typing since, well, a long time.
Yes, yeah. So come on down, text to give, to WTIC 31333, and it brings up a little app. And you just fill out your credit card information, give whatever you can, and support the Salvation Army. So we thank you for that in advance. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Tom in East Longmeadow next. What's going on, Tom?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm finally going to upgrade to Windows 11, only because Intuit, now that TurboTax now requires Windows 11 instead of 10. Oh, I got to bite the bullet.
Yeah, looks like somebody got involved with them to say you had to make an upgrade, huh?
Yeah, Intuit has been going to town. We literally get calls from our clients saying their Intuit software is telling them their computer isn't going to work, mm-hmm. and what are we going to do? The funny thing is, even if you put a Windows 10 computer on ESU, which is the continued updating service that Microsoft has, The software doesn't detect that. It only knows that you have Windows 10.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
So the warnings keep getting thrown, and we keep getting the calls. It's just a pain in the neck.
So you're upgrading.
Microsoft.com/Intuit.
Somebody is working together, it seems.
Yeah, they are.
But you still just recommending the backup in Windows to backup and then go
it's a way. Yeah, the Windows backup is fine.
Yeah, it'll work. It's built in, so it tends to be pretty lean in terms of how the service runs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't put any overhead on the computer. And then we've also recommended Acronis.
Yep.
Acronis backup.
True Image.
True Image.
Yes.
It used to go by a different name. Well, actually, it was originally True Image, and then it went by a different name, but now it's back to True Image.
Yeah.
And you can either purchase it from them, or if you have certain hard drives in your computer or external USB drives, there is a pared-down free version of it that sometimes comes with those.
Yeah.
You would look in the literature for the drive that you purchased to get that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, it's a good day to do it. Other than picking up all the branches out on the road, we're on a dirt road here in East Lomo. Other than picking all those branches up from yesterday, you know, I'm not going outside.
I hear you. Yeah, you can work on your backup. It's a good time to do it because if I'm telling you, the fact that you even thought about putting a backup in means Murphy's going to test it. So get it in place.
Now, Murphy's moved out. They moved out a couple of years ago.
You know the Murphy I'm talking about.
All right, well, very good. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next year.
Sounds good. Same to you. Thanks, Tom.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so he's going to work on his backup. So that's the kind of thing, right? Just like creating a will or one of those things, it's like the last thing you want to do, right? But if you don't do it...
You're going to be in trouble.
All your assets are going to that kid you hate. No, I'm just kidding. Who's that, you know, the third kid that I always bet that... He's just as worthy as the rest of them. Let's go to Frank in Berlin next. What's happening, Frank?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Here's what I have. I have a one-year-old Acer Chromebook.
1 year?
One year.
That's a baby. All right.
Yes. And what I'm trying to do is hook it up to my smart TV. So I take the HDMI cables and I plug it in. Yeah. Now, on the Acer, it doesn't have the big HDMI cable slot, so I had to get that adapter.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So when I plug it in on the TV, it's just a home screen. When I'm using the laptop watching the YouTube, it doesn't go to the TV. It just stays on the laptop.
Yeah, so you got to tell your... I hate Chromebooks. Have I told you that enough times?
Yeah. They are...
This is touted as the easiest for seniors. Not so much.
No.
So, yeah. There's
not easiest for anyone, actually.
There's display
of
settings.
Of any age level.
And Dennis is trying to find display settings here to figure out how to change your display settings to tell the Chromebook to extend your desktop or mirror it so that it actually displays on the HDMI. So that's where you want to look is if it was a Windows machine, you just right-click on the open field there that's on the screen that has no icons, and you would set your display settings up to either to mirror it or to extend it. In a Chromebook, Dennis has found the answer.
Well, I found a support article by Google about connecting a Chromebook to a monitor.
And just so you know, as it being easy for seniors, it's 18 pages long, right?
It's a pretty substantial article. I wouldn't call it super long, but there's material here.
Yeah.
A couple of different options. And whether you have an HDR display, there's a bunch in here.
So if you're looking, the other option would be to cast it, right? So if your smart TV is smart enough to accept a cast, you could cast it from your Chromebook rather than even have it plugged in via HDMI. Did you consider that?
The only thing I know about casting is fishing.
There you go. I could never get my kids to do that. They just would not sit there long enough. So casting basically is a function of Chrome. And basically whatever's on your screen, if you're looking at a browser, you can go ahead and cast it to a device that can catch that cast. And you'd have to make sure that your smart TV is able to do that. So if you have an Android-based smart TV, most likely it can catch that casted wireless stream. But we'll put the link up here as far as how to follow it with the HDMI cable.
Perfect.
You've got the cable going. You may as well try that. But if it doesn't work, look into casting. Except Netflix won't let you cast anymore from your phone, but it probably will let you cast from your Chromebook until they don't let you cast.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. I mean, I'm just... It's just the kind of thing that you expect these days.
Yeah, how hard is it to watch TV? It's getting complicated.
God. All right, I'll hit your website. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, Frank.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, there's a bunch of steps for him to make that work. Huh. Let's go on to Ron in Manchester next. What's going on there, Ron?
Hey. Hey. I was listening to your comments about giving somebody advice about streaming and stuff. And I just wanted to say, I'm 69 years old, and I had cable for years, and I finally got rid of it a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I switched to Gannett, and I do like Gannett a lot. But when I use a Samsung Plus, have you heard of Samsung Plus?
Samsung Plus. What is that? I haven't heard of that.
So what that is, if you buy a newer TV, any Samsung TV, and it has it right on it, all you got to do is put the wireless code in there.
Yeah.
You get like, I don't know, I'd say about 300-400 stations, and it's free, completely free. And I would recommend people try that before they spend any money. And you'd be surprised; it's got everything under the sun under there. I like the car stuff.
Yeah,
the news. It has live Fox News, which is the real Fox News. Which is
all right. And then, so it's not going to like have only like reruns of Bonanza.
Some of it's older, but there's so much content. You would, if you like something, like there's something called Power Nation for showing you how to rebuild engines in it. It just goes on and on and on forever if you like that kind of stuff.
So basically, Samsung Plus is it's a streaming app that you can get. You can probably put on anything.
You got to have a newer Samsung TV.
All right,
you know, within the last 5 years or so, maybe even older than that. If you have any Samsung TV, it's right there for you. It comes up.
Sounds good. Just
put the wireless code.
We'll put a link up there
the
for
other
it
thing
for
I was
folks.
Gonna bring up,
yeah, quickly.
I have an Android phone, right? And I have a lot of videos on there.
Yeah.
And they fill up my space. Is there a way for me to take the files off there? I have a Mac computer. Can I take the files off and put
possibly.
It on a Mac computer?
Can we put you on hold and do a little research over the news?
Sure.
All right. We'll do a little research for you over the news, Ron, on how to do that, and we'll get back to you on that. And feel free to get online, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. And if you want to give to the Salvation Army, text WTIC to 31333 and give as whatever you can. We do appreciate it. We'll be right back.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.